Okay, today we're going to talk about saying Karbanos each and every morning, which you may not notice, but if you open up your Siddur, after the Birchas HaShachar, before Baruch Shamar, there are a few pages in between, and on those pages there are words. Those words were put there so that people can say them. The question is, why are you supposed to say them? Which of the passages are important? Are they all really Karbanos? You read some of those passages, they don't seem to be about Karbanos at all. So first we'll go through, there are two basic reasons why we read passages in Chumash that relate to Karbanos. One reason, and the most basic reason, is a Gemara that appears a couple of places in Shas. One of them is in Tainus Daf Chav Zayinam Beis, where a conversation is recorded, or really elaborated upon. It's a conversation from the Chumash, but it's elaborated upon by the Gemara between Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hodieni Bama Irashena, I want to know, how am I going to, what's going to be my guarantee to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Amalek, Chayli Egla Mishlesha, says Mishlesha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem, bring Karbanos. You bring Karbanos, that's going to be your Zuchus. Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Tenach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Matei Aleihem. That works when there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's going to be significant chunks of Jewish history where there is no Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be our guarantee then? Amar Lo, Kvar Tikanti Lehem, Seder Karbanos. So Hashem says, don't worry, I was ready Misakein, a Seder Karbanos. And Bizman Shekorin Behen Lefanai, when you read the Seder of Karbanos, Mala Ani Aleim Kilu Krivum, I will consider it as if you have brought the actual Karbanos. Kilu Krivum Lefanai. Vani Mochel Amal Kalavanoseim, and I will be Mochel, the sins of the Jewish people, as if you brought the Karbanos just by saying the Karbanos. In fact, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachos Daf Hamad Alf Pedape Arif, goes so far as to say that this is considered a kiyum mitzvah. There's nafkamina la halacha, because Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah over there writes that even though generally speaking a person is not allowed to say Torah shebichsav bal peh, you're not allowed to say by heart psukim from Torah shebichsav, if those psukim involve fulfillment of some other mitzvah aside from Talmud Torah, like for example the psukim of Birchas Kohanim, which involve the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, or the psukim of Shema, which involve the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Anytime you have a set of psukim that's not only about psukim, it's also about some other mitzvah, you're allowed to say those psukim bal peh. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the psukim of the Karbanos you're allowed to say bal peh. Why are you allowed to say in bal peh? Because in addition to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's another mitzvah that you're getting by saying those psukim, and that mitzvah is the mitzvah of bringing karbanos. It sounds from Rabbeinu Yonah that it's a da'oraisa, that it's at least a kiyum da'oraisa when a person says karbanos, which Rav Schachter often points out, would therefore mean that saying karbanos is a higher priority than saying psukei dezimra. Psukei dezimra is definitely not a da'oraisa. Karbanos would be a da'oraisa. That does not necessarily mean to say every last word in those entire few pages between the Birchas HaShachar and the Psukei Dezimra, but at least parts of it, as we'll soon see. The Magen Avraham even says in Siman Mem Ches, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah there, to say the Karbanos standing, because they brought the Karbanos standing, at least for the Karban Tamin, because that's how the Avoda was done, and this is us doing the Avoda. Another reason to say Karbanos is not related to the mitzvah of bringing Karbanos, but is related to the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed tells us that only Yishalish Adam Shnosav, a person should divide up his years into three parts: Shlish b'Mikra, Shlish b'Mishnah, Shlish b'Talmud. So if a person is planning on living for 120 years, he should spend the first 40 years learning Tanakh, the next 40 years learning Mishnah, and the next 40 years learning Talmud. So the Gemara over there says, does a person have any idea how long he's going to live? He doesn't know he's going to live 120 years. So, you know, he's going to die at the age of 80 and never get to Talmud, and then it's going to be a disaster. So so the Gemara says, no, you're supposed to, liyamim, you're supposed to divide it up by days. And the way the Balei HaTosfos understand is that each and every day you're supposed to divide up your time, spend some time in Mikra, some time in Mishnah, some time in Talmud. Each and every day. And the Balei HaTosfos say, and that's where we got the minhag from, to make sure that in the beginning of our Siddur, we have a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, and a little bit of Talmud. How so? We have Karbanos, that's Mikra. Then we have an entire chapter of Mishnayos, Hezu Mekomon, that's Mishnah. Then we have Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shoshes Midas HaTorah and Dreshes Behen. That counts as Talmud, because that's almost the definition of Talmud. Talmud is to use the Midas HaTorah and Dreshes Behen to derive halachos. So when you're talking about the Midas HaTorah and Dreshes Behen, that is Talmud. So part of the reason we say Korbanos is a din in Talmud Torah. And we also fulfill this before we even say Birchas HaShachar by reading the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, the Mishnah of Eil Dvarim Shein Lehem Shir, and the Gemara of Eil Dvarim Shad Amachu Perasam Balmazav Akeren Kehem Salam Abba. So we sort of do it twice, the Mikra Mishnah and Talmud. Rabbeinu Tam has a different Eitzah. He thinks that we fulfill Mikra Mishnah and Talmud just by learning Talmud Bavli. Because Talmud Bavli, in this quarter by the Shach and Yerdeh, the Talmud Bavli has Mikra Mishnah and Talmud all mixed in. It's not like a single limud. So what's the nafkamina between the two reasons, whether we're saying Karbanos because we're trying to be yotze in the mitzvah of Karbanos, or we're saying Karbanos as Talmud Torah? So there may be several nafkaminas. One might be whether women are obligated in saying Karbanos. They're not chayiv in Talmud Torah, but they are chayiv in the Karbanos HaTzibur. They're part of the Tzibur that brings Karbanos. Another nafkamina might be, when we do have a Beis HaMikdash, would we still say the Karbanos? If it's about replacing the actual Karbanos, no need to replace them once we have them back. But if it's about Talmud Torah, then certainly. Another nafkamina is, what if you don't understand what you're reading? You're just reading the words. So if it's about replacing the Karbanos, it could be that all you need to do is say the words, that you don't need to actually understand what they mean. But if it's about Talmud Torah, then you probably need to understand in order to be Mekayim Talmud Torah. One could argue that that nafkamina works in the other direction, though. One could argue, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the Mavoh to the Sefer Emes Liakov, that when it comes to Pesukim in Chumash, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you don't actually need to understand what they say. It's not the highest level of Talmud Torah, but let's say you're ever bored somewhere and you don't have any Sefer or anything to learn from, or you're not capable of learning. You could open up a Chumash and just read the Pesukim, and that is a partial kiyum of Talmud Torah. One might argue that as far as the kiyum of Karbanos, that it only works when you actually understand the Karbanos, so that you realize that you're actually being makriv something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that nafkamina might run in either direction, or might not be a nafkamina at all. Another nafkamina might be, should we say Karbanos at Mincha? You know, Nusach Svard, they say by Mincha also. It makes a lot of sense, because there was a Tamid Shel Shachar and a Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So it makes sense to do by Mincha if it's about Karbanos. If it's about Talmud Torah, you're not doing Mikra Mishnah Talmud by Mincha. You already did it in the morning, so it would be unnecessary to do it at Mincha. So let's actually go through some of what actually appears in the Siddur. First of all, we have in the Siddur a section on the Kiyor and the Trumas Hadeshen. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph quotes this as a Yesh Nohagin. That yesh nohagin to say this, meaning those are not core karbanos. The kiyor is the vessel with which the kohanim wash their hands and feet. The truma sedeshin was the first avodah done by the kohen to clean off the ashes from yesterday. Those are not what we would call core avodos that we need to necessarily say. So you would, if you had to skim a little bit, you'd probably skim off the kiyor and the truma sedeshin. Then we have in the siddur the karban tamid. That is certainly the truest and strongest fulfillment of the Mishal Meparim Svasenu, of what Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say this karban, and it's as if you brought this karban. So the karban, if you're going to say one thing in the section of karbanos, it should be that little paragraph of the karban tamid. It's all labeled very clearly in your article Sidurim, so you don't have to like read the paragraph to figure it out. You can just look at the heading, and it will say karban tamid. That paragraph, that is certainly worthwhile saying. Mishra Brurin Simon Memches thinks that it's best to say it Bitzibur, because it's a carbon seabor. He thinks the Ketor is also, you should say Bitzibur, because it's a carbon seabor. The minig is to say it whenever you can, even if the seabor is not there yet. Very often the seabor is not there until the first Kaddish. You don't yet have a seabor. Then you have the Ketores, which involves not just Psukim, it involves this whole long elaboration of what all the Ketores were, and Chisachas Bikol Savneh, Chayiv Misa, followed by Psukim of Hashem Tzavakos. So Kabbalistically, apparently, that is very important, and it's the source of great bracha. And that's why you'll see people in shul, when you look around, reading the Ketores off of a cloth, because apparently, al pi Kabbalah, to read the Parshas HaKetores off of a cloth is a very big skula for very great bracha. I should point out that one should do that on their own time, meaning you're not supposed to be doing that when there are other parts of tefillah that are supposed to be said. There's one guy I always see almost every day. He's always reading the Parshas Haktoros from a klaf during Chazaras HaShatz. I don't know. I'm not a Kabbalist. I don't know if it works or not, but it doesn't seem right. You know, during Chazaras HaShatz, you're supposed to be focused on Chazaras HaShatz. You do that on your own time. The three psukim that follow are based also on the Kisvei Arizal, the Hashem Tzavakos psukim, and the Yerushalmi also, it says, Lo'olam lo yu psukim elu zazim mipicha, that those psukim should always be fluent in your mouth. Then we have Abayav Mesader Seder Ma'aracha. Why do we say that passage about the Ma'aracha? Ma'aracha is the wood that they would put on the Mizbeach so that they can burn the karbanos. So that's a passage from the Gemara, Maseches Yuma, and it happens to include the entire Seder Hayom. It includes all the karbanos of the day. So, for example, if it's an all-inclusive type of paragraph, so it's worthwhile to say it. The post can point out that one should be careful when saying the words Abaye, Hava, that there should be a little bit of a pause between Abaye and Hava, because when you go straight from a Yud into a Hey Vav Hey, it could sound like you're being Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef, that you're saying actually the Shem Hashem. And then we say Ana B'Koach, which the Arizal included because it's a Shevach Nora V'Niskav Ma'od Al Pi Kabbalah, and it's Miyuchas to the Tanner of Yinchun Yiben Akana, and the Rashi Tevus Amaramis to the Shem of Mem Beis Osios. Again, all of these are skula to remove klipos and things of that nature. So again, if you had to cut something out, you'd probably want to cut that out before you would cut out the Karban Tamid or the Ketores. And then you have the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh when it's actually Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which is certainly something you'd want to mention, the Karbanos of those days. Then there are a whole bunch of other passages that aren't Karbanos at all. We have the Akedah. Why the Akedah? Because the Akedah is a very great tzuchus for the Jewish people. When we talk, when we refer back to what Yitzchak was willing to go through, what Avram was willing to go through, the Yerushalmi in the third parak of Maseches Yuma says that they would ask on Yom HaKippurim, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevron? Do you see that, you know, at the beginning of the day, they wanted to make sure that they could start the Avodah, so they would say, oh, is the sky light? Is it light all the way until Chevron? Yerushalmi says, Yerushalayim, they can't see all the way to Chevron. What are they asking such a question? No, they just wanted to mention Chevron, because you always want to mention Zuchus Avos. It's a great way to start the day if you mention Zuchus Avos, if you mention those who are resting in Chevron, those who are buried in Chevron. So what better way to start the day of Tefillah than to mention the ultimate Zuchus Avos, which is the Akedah itself. And that's probably what we're trying to do. Then we have a Ribon Kol Olamim, where we offer a Tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept everything. We have the Mishnah of Ezu Mekomen. Ezu Mekomen is very clearly Mishnayis about, you know, that helps us fulfill the Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. It's not about a specific Karban. The Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch Rav point out that it covers many different Karbanos that we don't say every day. Meaning, there's a whole discussion in Poskim, should we say Karban Chatas every day? So you have the issue. Well, I don't know if I'm chayiv karban chatos or not, and if I'm not, it might be a problem. Chulun la'azara, I'm not actually bringing anything into the azara. Whole discussion: should you or shouldn't you? So as sort of as like a catch-all, the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch Rav say, in addition to being mishnayis, which fit our Talmud Torah, when you say ezu makoman, it catches a lot of karbanos that we otherwise wouldn't get. But if you know that you have a specific carbon that you have to bring, so some of the poskim recommend that you should say that specific parsha. It's a little bit of a tzorach in why it is that a yoledes, a woman who gives birth, does not have the practice of actually saying the parsha say yoledes. You would think that they would. Then we have Rabbi Shmuel Omer, which, as we said before, fulfills the requirement of learning Gemara. And then at the end of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, we have a short tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we conclude this section of karbanos with the tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash? Well, very similar to why it is that at the end of Sefiras HaOmer, right after saying Sefiras HaOmer, we say, right? Why do we want to daven right then? Because we realize that what we're doing now, while it may be an approximation of the mitzvah, it's not exactly the mitzvah, because we don't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we say a little tefillah that Emir Hashem, next time we should actually be able to bring the Karban Tamid and not just talk about the Karban Tamid. So long story short, what a person should be careful about is that one should make sure to say Karbanos every day. It may be a Kiyum Daraisa. People often are afraid to because they think that if you're going to say some of it, it means you have to say all of it. So you should know, just like in Pesukei Dezimra, sometimes you have to prioritize what to say over other things. It's important to know what to prioritize. So you prioritize Karban Tamid, number one. Ketores, number two. And work your way from there and see if you're more Kabbalistically inclined to say the Kabbalistic sections or other things. You're more concerned about the Talmud Torah. Maybe you're not going to say Mishnayos that day to learn the Mishnayos of Ezim Ukam. But to at least minimally get that, fulfill that requirement of saying Kabbalos, even if it comes at the expense of parts of Pesukei Dezimra. So don't say the whole Pesukei Dezimra. A lot of times you're in a shul that says Pesukei Dezimra so fast anyway that if you really wanted to say Pesukei Dezimra properly, you would not be able to say all the parts of Pesukei Dezimra. So in such a circumstance, what would we say? Definitely, Tov Ma'at B'Kavana Mehar B'Shalo B'Kavana. You would certainly sooner cut out parts of Pesukei Dezimra than try to speed up and not be able to focus at all. So you should cut out some parts of Pesukei Dezimra if you're not going to have time to say the Kavanos. Of course, ideal would be if you got there early enough to be able to say everything. That would be ideal. But we know the reality is that there are times where you have to cut things out. I don't remember the last time I said the entire long Tachnun on a Monday or Thursday, or that even pretended to say the entire long Tachnun on a Monday or Thursday. Rav Shakta told us that he says one third of it each time. He takes a different section each Monday and Thursday. I shoot for two thirds. Because I don't have such kavanah, I shoot for two thirds and still very close. Usually I don't make it. The shul is ahead of me, even to try to say two thirds of it. Because the long tachlon on Monday and Thursday is longer than Pesukei Dezimra. But you know the shuls take 2 minutes to say it. It's crazy. I don't even know how anyone. So a person has to know when to cut things out in order to be able to have proper kavanah. Okay.